Rough Trade is giving away a third of the first 3 months of the Rough Trade Club plus new music membership exclusively to 101 Part-Time Jobs listeners. Become a member of Rough Trade Club New Music and you'll receive the Rough Trade Album of the Month straight to your door every month on an exclusive vinyl pressing with bonus material. Club members have received exclusive pressings of albums from Sufjan Stevens, Sprints, The Last Dinner Party, English Teacher, and Over Mono, just to name a few, this past year alone. Sign up using the promo code CLUB101POD and you'll get Rough Trade's Album of the Month, Camera Obscura's Look to the East, Look to the West, for a third of the usual price. By signing up, you'll be getting Rough Trade's exclusive issue of the album on opaque purple in a gatefold sleeve, plus a bonus CD containing 5 demos. Don't want the album of the month but still want all the benefits? Sign up to the standard tier using CLUB101POD and you'll still get the first month free. You'll also get free shipping on all orders, 10% off at the bar and on secondhand vinyl in store, and exclusive access to sold out Rough Trade events. So don't hang around. Head to roughtrade.com/club and sign up with the code CLUB101POD. That's CLUB101POD and claim money off Rough Trade's Album of the Month today. This offer is for UK residents only. Do you play in bands? I did for the longest time, and I wish that I knew that DistroKid was a thing. I don't even think it existed back then. DistroKid makes music distribution fun and easy with unlimited uploads, and artists keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. 1 million+ artists rely on DistroKid to get their music on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, TikTok, Tidal, Instagram, and all the major streaming services. When you get DistroKid, you can see a DistroKid bank and withdraw your earnings. You get notified when you've earned royalties and you can withdraw via the app. And you can even check your streaming stats on Spotify and Apple. Get 30% off your first year on DistroKid by going to distrokid.com/VIP/101pod. 30% off for your first year. That's not bad. We know it's a tough world out there. Why don't you make it easier for yourself? And to get 30% off that free year as an artist, where you get 100% of your royalties and earnings, go to distrokid.com/VIP/101pod. All right, stay with me. I'll be right back after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
To play in bands and to make a lot of, but you don't really care for wages, do you? The money shit on the 4th or the 5th, all you lack is 50 quid, but you're cold and your last single was a flaw. 101 part-time job. 101 part-time jobs.
Hello, you're listening to 101 Part-Time Jobs. This is the podcast where I interview bands and artists about what they've got up to between making records, between going on tours, and more specifically, their various and precarious part-time jobs. On today's episode, Plastic Mermaids, Isle of Wight band, who have just released their new album, It's Not Comfortable to Grow. It sounds really interesting. It's got a bit of LCD Sound System, a bit of the Shins, and for lots of us, those are two very special feelings. They're on tour at the moment, culminating with a show at Village Underground next Tuesday, a week from now, on the 15th of November. I think it might be sold out. Who knows? I'm going to check right now. Oh, no. You can still get last-minute tickets for that, which I highly advise. 2000 Trees Festival down in Cheltenham, just an hour or so away from London, have announced their Wednesday Forest Stage lineup, where Bob Villain, Holding Absence, St. Agnes, Prestamico, Delair the Liar, and Snakes, that's S-N-A-Y-X, are all playing the Forest Stage on the Wednesday at 2000 Trees Festival. You can only get to that if you get a four-day ticket. That's the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Every year, they've got an amazing lineup of alternative, rock, indie, some heavier stuff, some more chilled out stuff. I've been about three or four times over the years and I've always had a great time. And as the years have gone on, it's got better. I went this year and I think seeing Jimmy Eat World headline on the Friday night might have been the best gig I've ever been to. I'm looking forward to next year. And if you want to come too, you can get £20 off with the voucher code 101POD. So you can get your four-day ticket, although get on that soon because you won't be able to get them for much longer, I don't think. And you can get £20 off with the voucher code 101POD. I might use it myself. 2000treesfestival.co.uk, Wednesday, Forest Stage, with Bob Villain, Holding Absence, and a great lineup, all at 2000 Trees Festival. Here is Plastic Mermaids on 101 Part-Time Jobs. Go well. Cheers. Working and playing music are just so at odds with each other. And that balance is, I mean, who can get that balance right?
It's a tricky one, isn't it? Everyone's always trying to stay available with what job you're doing, you know what I mean? So you're trying to earn enough money to keep yourself going, but also keep yourself, you know, when things come up that you can, like, you've got this job that, and everyone's it's always playing the game with your, like, employers or with everything. Like, there's also this other pressure that if you, like you say, you're working and you wish you were just creating art, but then you're, like, also analysing your art through the eyes of, oh, could I be making more money out of this if I shoehorned it a bit that way or something? Do you know what I mean? And then it has an effect on what you're creating because you've got that in your back of your mind. Like, oh, if I could just earn a bit more money out of this, then I'll have more time for it. But it's like, oh, that's kind of working for them. Maybe I should do the more of that. And you can end up sort of spreading yourself too thinly as well in that essence, like sort of being like, oh, I should do a bit of TikTok and should do a bit of, you know, this or that. And like, and then actually you're like, should actually just make some music that you want to make.
And is that a conversation you have with each other? I mean, here I am asking you about it, putting you on the spot a bit, but that stuff sort of away from the music, it's a bit more sobering conversation. Is that usual pattern for Plastic Mermaids?
I think you've got to be open to the idea of just doing it. You know, it's not like, I think thinking of it as like you're selling yourself out or, you know, bowing down to some corporate overlord by getting into it. Well, if this is the TikTok conversation, I think it just happens to be the medium that exists at this point in time and has sort of become the dominant medium. And you just have to look at it as like a channel, you know, down which you have to sort of at least give it a go, send a few little pebbles down and see what happens.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, was that the same as Instagram 7 years ago, 8 years ago? You know, when you were a bit hesitant to get so involved in this thing where you didn't immediately have that connection with people like you do live or sending them records.
Yeah, totally. And like, you've just got your head around like getting all those copying the code into your MySpace so you get a nice looking back skin. And then you're like, it's useless. And you've got to learn about hashtags or like, you know, what, I don't even know what else. It's just like trying to arrange all your pictures so they fit in the right boxes.
The Instagram thing was like more of a slow burn there. I feel like Instagram started off quite benevolent and nice and was just sort of like
people showing pictures.
Yeah. And then where in comparison to the TikTok thing, which just basically like streamlined the addictive nature of Instagram and everything that was kind of like,
yeah, distilled,
like evil, yeah, but like like a bit sinister, or I don't know. I don't know what the right word is, but like TikTok just came out of nowhere and then it was just like, and it was just massive. And like, I think for a lot of people having to wrap your head around it, especially if like, you know, Instagram's quite straightforward. You're just sharing pictures. And if people like what you do, then they're going to find your account. And it's basically just, you know, instead of having a website, you've got an Instagram account now.
Right.
Whereas the TikTok thing sort of crept up out of nowhere. And now all these people, they're now faced by this like entire world that has its own, like sort of syntax and culture and all these little things about it that are actually really quite jarring if you haven't like been versed in that culture.
I overheard a marketing meeting with Hot Chip. And they were basically getting told that, like, yeah, you just got to get on TikTok. And they were like, oh, like, it's so funny.
And TikTok's creating careers for some bands, for some musicians. Having a song that gets big on there brings it to a whole new audience. That's learning the first verses to songs.
For years, Doug's been, since TikTok came along, Doug's like, we need to get a TikTok, you know, like, it's the future.
But also, like,
it's hard, isn't
is,
it?
Is like, making albums really deep-rooted in the past of, like, the size of a vinyl, do you know what I mean? Like, we view it as a lesser art form generally because it's, I don't know, it feels more, an album feels quite more wholesome and it's a physical thing, but like, if you're just writing music for TikTok, it's no less art, really.
It's more disposable. Does that make it more art or less?
I feel like the idea of like writing for TikTok isn't necessarily accurate in terms of, I don't know, I think because there's that element of chance to people making their livings off of TikTok. I don't know how many people there are that are just like churning out 1 minute 30 tunes in the hope that something's going to take off. It almost seems
like we need to make a record of 1 minute 30 tunes and see how it pans out.
I think that is probably the best way to do it.
I mean, to be fair, if we made a record of 3 minute 30 tunes, we'd be doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Jamie, is it you who makes pedals for bands? Bon Iver, Hot Chip, Warpaint?
It is, yeah, which, you know, in my head in the first place, it was like, I was like, this would be a nice thing. If I can sell a few of these, this would be a nice thing because I can fit it around making music, you know, everything like that. And then actually the reality of trying to run a company is like, it's just stressful. Like we're about to go away on tour. I'm like, right, I've got another 22 pedals I've got to get out the door. I've got like 5 days. We need to fit into band practices, stuff like that. It's just like, it is good. And it allows me to keep making music. And I, you know, it allows me to keep buying musical things as business expenses, you know.
There we go. Nice.
But, it's just because I don't have an employer telling me when and when I can and can't work. There's right. This constant assumption that I'm free, you know, which then is it then just makes everything kind of hectic. But
I can imagine fine. You can trick yourself into that as well.
Oh yeah, totally. And like, you know, I've got a company policy of, if there's waves, surf, you know.
Have the rest of you been quite good at holding down jobs and not being fired too many times?
Probably my best fail was when I had my first ever job was picking up horse poo. And it was pretty boring, like taking a wheelbarrow around this horse poo field, picking up shit and then dumping it in the heap somewhere. And I was like, can my mate come and do it with me? We'll, you know, we'd be double as quick and we'll just... And then the horse field owner turned up and we'd like, I can't remember if it was when we were having the daring each other to eat the poo contest or like throwing it and trying to play baseball with it or quite well.
What?
Yeah.
I hope no one ate it.
It's just grass for a horse. People eat horse, people eat grass, but people don't eat grass.
People have that weird coffee that's been through a weasel's digestive system, don't they?
That is awful and no justification of eating horse poo. No.
Like, I've got the opposite of being fired stories. Like, I've had the same job since I was about 17.
Excellent.
And I'm 33 now.
Good on you. What is it?
Oh, well, I got the job because I had a very understanding boss. And the understanding was at 17 that I'd be able to go out and gig with the band and tour. And I'd still come back and do my 2 or 3 days of work. That was when I was in the band when I was 17 and I was touring and stuff. And he was cool with it then. And, you know, and that just, you know, until world domination, of course. But here we are. I'm still there. And but it's still hard. Like, every time that, like, festival season comes around, it's like, we've been through it, but it's always a battle. Like it's hard for him and me, and it's like, oh, it's just awkward, and getting that time off, getting those 2 weeks away for tours, and you know, like every weekend in the summer. And
well, I suppose no one really wants to be a flake, do they?
No, it just gets hard with like just asking for the time off, you know. And I'm sure that's the big one, isn't it?
Like you feel guilty.
Yeah, like it's like, especially after all this time, it's a glassworks. I do glass blowing.
Oh, nice.
And after all this time, I've become like quite a dependable like member of the team. What I do is quite important, really. But then it's like when I'm going to be away for another 2 weeks. And it's like, okay. Oh, and then I'm going to be away just every weekend for the next 3 months. And it's just like, oh, you know, or can I juggle this around? Can I swap this? And I think that grates on the other people I work with, like asking to swap days and things like this.
That's another thing. If you do have a workplace that are sort of happy to kind of accommodate a bit of time off, you know, so that you can go and do this, because it is kind of work as well. Like I've been in situations where I've had coworkers that have wanted time off and they haven't got it, but I've been given time off so I can go and play, like, you know, 2 weeks of gigs or something.
Because your boss thinks you're really cool playing in bands.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, yeah, he's like, yeah, man. But there's like this, there's a bit of a disconnect between it, because it's like kind of unfair. But it's almost as if, like, you know, if you had if someone that you work with was like, I don't know, worked on a lifeboat or like a fireman. I mean, musician really doesn't like.
Yeah, you're out there saving lives.
I mean, like, if you had like another job that you had to go and do. Because at the end of the day, like, it is a job. Obviously, it's like so exciting and the best thing in the world to do. And we're all musicians, we're all mental. And
but then maybe we could get like a little buzzer, like they have for like the you know, the lifeboat crews or something. And everyone just gets buzzed, and it's like, right, music.
You get an alarm for the top of your car to say, "Oi, fucking late to the gig."
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What have you won? Part-time jobs, 101. Part-time jobs, 101. Part-time jobs, 101. Part-time jobs.
Growing up in the Isle of Wight, what's it like when you get to that age when you're taking yourself out for your own responsibilities? What's it like trying to find jobs or trying to find a flat, trying to get on your own 2 feet?
I think the work situation on the Isle of Wight isn't actually very fruitful, because there is only a certain amount of people. There's only a certain amount of jobs as well. And the jobs that and it means that the people that are here are sort of occupying all the more pleasant jobs, and all the jobs that are going free always are working like weekends doing retail, working in care homes because we have such like a high population, like high retired population, or like cleaning and things like that, or just like odd little bits. I mean, like, they're all obviously jobs and all good things to do, you know, to make money, but yeah, it's not like it's not necessarily easy. I'm the youngest out of this lot. I'm sort of like the little baby. I'm only 23, and I didn't get my first job until I was 19, after like trying since I was 16 to get a job, just because like there's a small contained number of teenagers that are trying to get teenage jobs.
Yeah, unless you've got
you know, I'd never had a job before, so it's like, if someone else, you know, all the other people that whose parents knew someone that could have got them a job were able to then get jobs more easily. So it took me yonks to do it. And funnily enough, like, I was only employed because I was employed by another musician.
There's a cafe in Newport actually that's run by a Isle of Wight band called Coach Party, and they basically only employ musicians, which must be, I guess it's kind of nice, there's a bit of empathy between the, you know, from employer to staff. But
interestingly, this is something like where they only, well, they don't only employ musicians, like,
it's not a policy,
but yeah, but they obviously do help out a lot of their friends because they're so understanding of the whole situation, and, you know, difficult getting time off, so everyone kind of like helps each other out. Like if they have to go off and do a bit of like a stint, then everyone else will kind of step up and fill in. Then if someone else has to do a bit of a stint, they'll step up and fill in. And my friend Max, who works with them and is in my band, he's been saying for years, like, there should be some kind of like musicians, almost like a union thing, but specifically for trying to like sort work out, and whether or not that's, you know, if you go away, some other musicians step into your job and like temp, or like, or to work out some kind of business that would specifically benefit musicians, whether that's, you know, doing gardening or labouring.
So an employer doesn't hire a specific person, they just hire a musician, yeah. level one, or what, you know, they have a quality.
Yeah, well, if you're looking for someone who's adept at a range of skills, musicians aren't a bad place to start. Making your own records, booking tours. I mean, you've been making your own music videos, really creative, really fun watches and accompaniments to the songs. Doug, is it you who's been directing all of them?
Oh, cheers. Yeah. I mean, the truth is, they're not all just me. Like, some of them have been like more of a group effort as well. But yeah, like, it's always funny as well, because like with releasing on a record label, there's like, okay, the single's coming out and we want a video to go with this. And like, sometimes you've got an idea and sometimes you don't. And you need to find something you're excited about, otherwise it's a real drag. But then when you find the thing you're excited about and it's going to take like 3 weeks to do, you're like, oh, do I do something crap? But then I feel really bad about it, and that I just feel like a drain. So then it's like, it's an interesting one. Yeah, you end up like not making music because you're making videos. But
the Holy Grail is something that's really good and really quick to shoot and hasn't been done before. It's quite a hard thing to come up with, you know.
Especially like if you're trying to get everyone in the band in it. If you want everyone in the band in the video and you want a daytime, it's like,
yeah. A daytime day off for six people is a real
not gonna happen.
But in terms of sharing out the little jobs, we do have a bit, like Chris deals with the sort of the band banking and other Chris, the guitarist, does like the merch stuff, and you know, there's a bit of sharing out. We probably be a bit more organized with their times, but yeah,
it takes time. Even like Doug does just about all of that, really, you know, all the band related sort of content, you know, little videos, like, you know, oh, you're going on tours, so you need like a little promo thing, you need some like thing with your name that wobbles a little bit with like dates on it, you know. It's like that's a big job, like getting all that together, and Doug actually ends up footing, you know, nearly all of that.
It makes sense for one creative vision to be followed. Those ideas, those sparks or visions or whatever you want to call them, it seems like they're usually one person, you know, like those ideas are hosted by one person, and you know, as a group you follow that direction.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's sometimes hard if, yeah, when one person sort of had an idea, like trying to get other people in on it. But
if you're compromising as means to share that idea, I wonder if it can dilute the strength of it.
Definitely. Actually, Jamie and I were talking recently because the last album, the kind of recording process was more kind of overseen by me and more, I guess, like you could say produced, but I don't know, like by me, whereas the first album was more Jamie. So we were saying recently, like, maybe we should just do a double record with like 8 tracks each side, and like, you know, each help each other out as much as we can, but each have autonomy on one side. So we feel like we've got like, rather than when you come to an argument, sometimes you feel like you can just like stop and not move, or like dilute the original idea as well.
Like, one person could be right and the other person could be right, but halfway between the two.
And it's hard because as a group, you all want to have an equal stake in it. No one wants to be like, hey, motherfucker, follow me. You know, it's a group effort if that's what you've decided to go for.
Totally. And if you talk over other people too much, then they feel like they're not involved, and then they don't want to bring stuff to the table as well. So it's a delicate balance. I'm not sure we've got it quite right, but you're working on it.
I think we've survived quite a long time as a band without hating each other, though, so you know, that's positive.
Yeah, it's very true, actually.
Like, I helped Doug on one video, and it's like, it is just like anything, doing creative, it's like doing music. It's a really, really fun thing to do, but you're trying to make something good. And to make something good, it involves effort and thinking, especially the main thing, repetition, and like the repetition of meaning.
Logistics.
E.g., like, you know, trying to get a shot of Doug face down in a drain. And to do that, Jamie's got to push me on a skateboard down a road. Funny. But on the like sixth or seventh go, and we're like making the same mistake over and over again, it's like less fun. and then you take that over the course of like however many shots there are in a video, and it's like, you know, it's the same thing.
It's funny how little we see at the end product after the whole process of it being made.
It'd be great to have someone actually like just filming behind the scenes of everything all the time, because I think it's probably quite interesting.
That would be a good music video. The story of the music video is us trying to make a music video and the way it unravels, and it all is like behind the scenes footage, but there's like a story that goes on within it that is the music video.
We've got to have this hypothetical music video that's really impossible to make, yeah. And then the video's about making the impossible
maybe
video.
Maybe it could just be like me thinking Doug's just making a shit music video. And like, look what he's fucking doing now. Look, and
yeah.
He's trying to get these shots. And like, this isn't going to happen. Is it? Like, it's just.
Thanks so much for joining me. Cheers for coming on. To end with, could I ask if there's any brilliant, awful, tragic moments from work, or an utter fail, complete moment of embarrassment? That's what I love. Have you got anything like that?
I had a great interview once at Halfords. I sat down there. I was a bit nervous. He was like, "Can you give an example of when you've gone out of your way to help someone else?" And I was like, "Oh God, I can't think of anything. No, sorry." And then and I was working in a sailing clothes shop at the time, and he's like, "Can you give an example of how you've given good customer service?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, I've got this one." And I started telling this story. I was like, "Yeah, one time this lady came in the shop and she needed a coat. I didn't have it in the store, and I was going to say, so I let her watch the shop for me whilst I went upstairs and got it from the storeroom." And I was like, as soon as it started coming around, I was like, that sounds irresponsible. So I was like, so then I said, so this woman needed a coat, and I went up to the storeroom and got it for her.
Brilliant.
And then he was like, "Can you give an example of how you've received good customer service?" And I was like, "I just don't do a lot of shopping." And that was the end of my Halfords interview. I didn't get the job.
Here you go, there's a nice one to finish on. Chris, who's not here, he was like, it's like, we were coming back from the gig the other night in Cardiff, and he was like, yeah, I'm sorry to burst everyone's bubble, but like, I don't think we're going to be able to have the after party after Village Underground, because you know, I've got to get a 3 a.m. ferry home, and I've got to be at Robin Hill to start work at 8. I'm working like 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. so yeah, no after party.
Air let out a balloon right there.
Yeah, the big end of tour finale London show. Like, oh no, I've got work at 8.
Like, yeah, brill.
I've strung out as far as I can. They're not having it. I'm in. 8 a.m.
Brilliant. Doug, Jamie, Chris and Fox, thanks so much for your stories. I'm very much looking forward to that Village Underground show that you won't be having an after party for.
Oh, cheers, man. Thanks for having us. Yeah.
So there was Plastic Mermaids. Their brilliant new album, It's Not Comfortable to Grow, is out now. Catch them on tour around the UK this week, finishing at the Village Underground in London. What an amazing venue. Incredible place there. Next Tuesday, which is going to be a cracker. See you next week with a new episode. I think it's going to be Felix White, who's the reason I say go well cheers. Go well cheers! Here's Cox Barra. I've been working all day for me, mate.
This is a Mighty Moon Media podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.